So in every, whether it's an estate or a guardianship, you're always required to file initially after the guardianship set up or the estate set up. Everybody knows you're supposed to do a notice to creditors, right? It's supposed to be done in a publication in the county in which either the guardianship set up or the estate set up within 30 days of the appointment of the guardian or the administrator. And so there aren't a whole lot of issues with that necessarily. What I really want to talk about is, one, how you deal with creditors in terms of trying to use different techniques in order to alleviate the estate or the guardianship from the obligation and the problems associated with that, and then in the unlikely event that some people here represent creditors, how you go about ensuring that your client gets paid and that their claim is properly filed. And I have a couple of interesting stories regarding that. So in the past, you could use the procedure in the former probate code in a dependent administration to send off a notice to an unsecured creditor, right? They have a time period, 120 days, to respond to your claim and or your letter and file a claim, and then they have a period of time, 30 days, from the date that the estate or the guardian does, 30 days from the date that the claim is filed, to either reject, deny, or reject in part, deny in part, or object to it on some grounds. The preferred method for people who are doing their best to try to rid the estate or the guardianship of the obligation is, of course, to deny it on the first day, okay?